Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing several topics. We're going to be discussing neurofeedback. We're going to be talking about genetic testing. We're going to be talking about arginine or nitrous oxide. We're going to be talking about cholesterol. Is it good for you or bad for you? And we're also going to be talking about telomere activation, telomere testing. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. You can also receive the book at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, and all the other book outlets. But if you get it at growyoungeragain.com, you'll get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. As always, this year, 750,000 people will die of coronary artery disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. 23 million Americans will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. In 1949, there was less than 500,000 diabetics in the United States. This year alone, over 23 million type 2 diabetics will be diagnosed. Last year, there were 350 million patient visits to physicians, but an astounding 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. And that's because physicians have forgotten what their responsibility is. Their responsibility is to do no harm and treat patients. In medicine these days, what we do is we put band-aids on patients. We do not treat patients. We accommodate their unhealthiness. In other words, if you have high blood pressure at 15, diabetes at 18, depression at 20, you are going to be on medications for the rest of your life. We are not going to try to fix the problems, which we can. We would rather put you on prescription medicines for the rest of your life. And that's because the drug companies want the physicians to prescribe the drugs. See, healthy people do not buy drugs, and healthy people do not buy insurance. So the drug companies, in order to make money, has to make sure that the population buy drugs, and the insurance companies got to make sure that the population is sick so that they can buy the insurance policies. And the two of them together control most of the power. They control the radio. They control the television advertising. They control the politicians by donating money to them. They control the medical boards. They control the physicians. They control the medical schools. They teach us what we teach you. You know, a physician these days, the only way we find out about new things, a drug rep goes to the physician's office and tells the physicians how great that drug is and that he should prescribe it to all his patients. He doesn't tell the physician the alternatives, you know, that maybe this drug is not as good as competitor B. He only tells him how great it is. So the physician gets the information straight from the drug company about all the benefits, but never the side effects. All right, so today we're going to be talking about a very different amount of things. We're going to be talking about, the first thing we're going to be talking about is neurofeedback. Now, I want you to understand, neurofeedback is a powerful, non-invasive therapy where brain waves are recorded in real time and compared against normal brain waves. When a deviation occurs, a response is triggered that subconsciously alerts your brain and guides it back into normal ranges. This process is known as operant conditioning, where rewards for positive behavior increase learning capabilities. We use ClearMind neurofeedback system, and that uses light or photic stimulation and neuromapping. Neuromapping allows us to image the brain for precise information on abnormal areas and how to correct them using neurofeedback. By combining EEG neurofeedback and photic or light stimulation, the brain is gently directed into the correct pattern. The repetition of the sessions teaches the brain how to make these patterns permanently. Now, the brain is a highly complex organ made up of billions and trillions of cells called neurons. Neurons send and receive messages to and from all parts of your body via neurotransmitters. These messages are electrical impulses that create brain waves. The brain map is an important tool we use to evaluate your brain waves and identify opportunities to improve communication between various regions of the brain. The brain map is able to capture a window of brain activity, analyze the data, and create a visual representation for each lobe of the brain and each specific brain wave, i.e. beta, alpha, theta, and delta waves. Once a brain map is analyzed, neurofeedback sessions can be performed to train your brain back into healthy patterns. Now, the brain is a learning machine. Through operant conditioning, the brain is rewarded when the audio or video returns to normal. In other words, when you're watching a movie, if you go off track, the movie stops. The brain is rewarded by watching the movie, so the brain learns quickly not to go off track. Eventually, the brain learns to stay in the healthy range without the reward stimulus and is able to sustain normal activity independent of the computer. This is achieved by reconnecting functional pathways in the brain. Neurofeedback does not target any particular disorder. Its purpose is to change timing and activation patterns in the brain. This improves brain regulations, which can impact a variety of symptoms. Different symptoms will require triggering different areas of the brain. The software is designed to target specific areas of the brain according to the patient's symptoms. The brain is our organ of behavior. Emotions are reflections of the energy in our brains. Excess beta can produce anxiety. Too much frontal alpha can result in depression, or elevated theta can produce ADD. Training brainwaves into efficient patterns allows the central nervous system to learn how to self-regulate, directing it away from debilitating, painful, and destructive disorders and into optimal functionality. Research and clinical studies show that many cognitive situations unresponsive to medication or psychotherapy can be resolved with neurofeedback in 20 to 40 sessions. Some chronic disorders spanning many years, include those complicated by substance abuse, can show improvement after just one session. Things that can be improved with neurofeedback are ADHD, anxiety, depression, fibromyalgia, memory loss, OCD, addiction, autism, chronic fatigue syndrome, insomnia, migraines, PTSD. Neurofeedback can also be used to improve performance in any field. So neurofeedback is a very, very powerful tool to help in a number of conditions. At the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, we do NeuroMaps and we help improve these conditions. Once again, you're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwilliemd@twaamc.com. That's twaamc.com. All right. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. Also at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and all the other book outlets. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. The next topic we're going to talk about is telomere testing. All right? I want you to understand something. The day that you were born, you knew everything your parents knew. And for those of you who are kids, the day that the kids were born, they knew everything that you knew. That's correct. You see, in your body, you were given 46 chromosomes. All right, 23 from mom and 23 from dad. These chromosomes were a picture. Everything that your parents experienced, everything that your parents did, is recorded on the chromosomes or your DNA and given to you. So the day you were born, you know everything they knew. That means that if your ancestors survived the bubonic plague in 1500 BC, if the bubonic plague was to come around today, you would probably survive it because your body would seek out the information from your chromosomes, and it will be able to find out exactly how your ancestors protected itself from the bubonic plague, and you would survive it. So when your 10-year-old says to your mom, dad, I got it, yes, they did get it because they already know it. That's why when you have kids whose, let's say your parents are lawyers or doctors, their kids, if they decide to become a lawyer or doctor, would usually be very good at it. If your mom is a concert pianist, then if you decide you want to play the piano, you would be much better at it because you already have it in your genes or your chromosomes or your DNA, all the same thing. That's why baseball players, the sons of baseball players, are usually very good athletes because they got it from their parents. All right? So that is what chromosomes is all about. All right. Telomere is the tips of the chromosomes. If you think of a chromosome as a shoelace, the telomere would be the hard part on the shoelace. Now, in your body, you have cells. Every organ in your body is made of cells. That means your brain is made of brain cells, your kidney is made of kidney cells, your bone is made of bone cells, your heart is made of heart cells, your lungs are made of lung cells, your liver is made of liver cells. And so every organ has cells. Your skin is made of skin cells. Well, when a cell dies, the body has to make another one. So in other words, on a normal day, most of us has about 5 trillion cells that dies. 5 trillion out of the 100 trillion that we have die. And when those cells die, our body replaces with 5 trillion new cells. Well, each of the new cells, when they are formed, that hard plastic on the telomere gets shorter each time the cell divides into another cell. Eventually, when the hard plastic is gone, the shoelace starts unraveling. Well, the shoelace is your hard drive. It is your DNA. And when the hard drive starts unraveling, then you get what you call a defective hard drive. So in other words, if the bubonic plague came around after your hard drive is corrupted, you would not be able to pull up the information, and therefore you would succumb or die from the bubonic plague. So basically, the telomere is very, very important in the sense that once you lose your telomeres, your body starts dying rapidly. And so if you did a telomere test, it will tell us, based on your chronological age, whether your telomeres is younger than your chronological age or older than your chronological age. So let's say you're 50 and your telomere says you are 40. That is very good. It means that you are aging slowly and you're going to live a lot longer. If you're 50 and your telomere age says you're 60, that is bad. It means that you are older than your age, your chronological age, and you are dying quicker. Now, in our office, we have something called TA65. TA65 is a product that helps elongate your telomere. So that means that your cells can divide for a lot longer. And so when you do TA65, you'll find that as you get older, chronologically, your telomere age will get younger and younger. So therefore, you will live longer and you'll be healthier for a longer period of time. You know, there's no point in living to a ripe old age. I mean, there's no point in having money if you don't have health. All right. And so for those of you who have a decent income, you want to make sure you have your health, and optimizing your telomeres will ensure that your body will be healthier for a lot longer. And you can become a true centurion, which is growing and growing and growing. You know, there's over 150,000 centurions in the United States. 30 years ago, there were less than a few thousand of them. So more and more people are living to older and older age, and therefore it's important that you be healthy for those remaining years. And doing TA65 helps you optimize your telomere and live longer and healthier. Once again, you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. Grow Younger, the Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The call-in number is 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. You can also call the office, the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. The next topic we're going to talk about is nitrous oxide. Now, nitrous oxide comes from arginine, which is an amino acid that you eat whenever you get whenever you eat protein. Now, nitrous oxide is involved in practically every cellular response and health condition imaginable, from your heart to your lungs to your brain. And it functions and hormone functions to nerve functions. Nitrous oxide is 1,000 times more powerful than any naturally occurring antioxidant in the body. Its antioxidant properties support various body systems and may protect against heart disease, stroke, cancer, and diabetes, as well as slowing premature aging. So as you can gather from this, nitrous oxide is very important. I know that some of you have heard about nitrous oxide being invented for erectile dysfunction. Yes, it does help with ED, but it also helps protect you from heart disease. It helps protect you from strokes. It helps lower your blood pressure. It helps with growth hormone production by your body. So it's a very, very important compound in your body. Now, when you're young, your body has a lot of nitrous oxide. As a matter of fact, the cells that line your arteries secrete nitrous oxide. And for those of you who've had a heart attack or know someone who's had a heart attack, the pill that they put under your tongue is called nitroglycerin. That's a form of nitrous oxide. The purpose of that pill is to dilate the blood vessels and relieve the chest pain. You see, in your heart, when you're having a heart attack, it's because the cells in your heart are deficient in energy. The cells in your heart are run out of raw materials. Usually that's caused because you have blockage of an artery. And because the artery is blocked, the cells that are downstream from the arteries cannot get their nutrition from the blood because the blood is not coming to them. Your blood is your highway system that delivers the nutrition to the cells in your body. So when you have blockage, the cells that are downstream from the blockage cannot get their raw materials to produce energy. And therefore, in your heart, when you have a heart attack, these cells don't have the energy to pump the heart. And so the heart stops pumping and you die of a heart attack because the engine stops. All right. When you take sublingual nitroglycerin, you dilate the blood vessels and allow more blood to flow to the areas that are devoid of nutrition. And now those cells that are downstream can now get nutrition, and therefore the heart attack is prevented and the pain goes away and you feel better. Well, if you go to HEB or you go to Home Depot and you buy a water hose, you pick it up, it's very flexible. You look down the hose, it's pristine. You turn on the water, the pressure goes, pshew. All right? That's your artery at 15. A year after that hose has been sitting in the yard, you pick it up and you bend it, it feels like it wants to crack. You look down the barrel of it, it has all little plaques in it. And then when you turn on the water pressure is psh. All right? That's your artery at 16. Nitric oxide or arginine high dose converts your 60-year-old arteries into 15-year-old arteries by energizing the cells that line the alignment of your cells, of your arteries, and help them make more nitric oxide. And when it does that, the arteries is opened up. Liken that to a highway at rush hour. All right. A highway at rush hour is the same way as if your heart is clogged. All right. Now think of the highway at off-peak hours where the traffic is flowing well. The cars on the highway would be your red blood cells, your white blood cells, and all the other cells in the blood that's carrying nutrition. All right? That's the way it is. And so nitrous oxide opens the lanes so that the highway can now take blood to all the small areas. So to your different organs, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, those organs, the stream of blood, the arteries is very narrow in those areas. And so because the arteries are narrow, the nitrous oxide makes the arteries more flexible. So more blood can get into those areas and fix problems. That's why if you have erectile dysfunction or if you have diabetes, you know that's because your arteries are very small. If you have diabetes, you, in addition to erectile dysfunction, you have diabetic neuropathy where you have pain in your legs. And it's always because the arteries are small, too small, and they cannot carry nutrients to those arteries out there. Well, nitrous oxide dilates those arteries and make the arteries easier to carry supply to it. So nitrous oxide does a lot of things for your body that's very important for your health. So taking high dose arginine or nitric oxide is a great way of helping your organs function better. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. Once again, I want you to know that our number to call in is 210-559-5959. Or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. You can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Thank you all very much for listening. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You all have a great day, and I will talk to you all next week.